Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome everybody back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam.
Yep.
I got Emmanuel.
What's up?
And we got a new skit that just dropped this Sunday. Woo! Called Cons versus COVID. It was definitely a fun skit to shoot. A lot of people are giving it good reviews, saying that they're glad that we're doing this in these quarantine times. They said all it took was a pandemic to bring us back.
Yeah, I heard that. I saw a couple of comments.
But you know, the fathers got to step away for a little while and come back.
Yeah, we got to go get supplies, tissue, all the stuff.
How they expect us to bring stuff back?
We was at the grocery store the whole time.
Come on, man. Y'all seen the lines on IG? Y'all seen me and Cam in the line? Like, we had to go away in order to come back. But we got a lot of good stuff dropping this week. What else we got dropping this week, Cam?
We got Stories with DT, a new episode on Wednesday, My Story. Yep. And then on Sunday, we got the second episode of Room Noise with Jay Nova and Devin.
We're excited about that one.
And everyone's excited about that episode.
Yeah, that's going to be a fire episode.
We
need the Dormtainment team to jump behind this one because it's going to be a good
basically
one.
The topic is Shade Room. Yeah. Y'all seen that already. It's, the song is about Shade Room. Mm-hmm. So basically, we made the Shade Room anthem. We need all y'all to at Shade Room, send it to you. If you got contacts at Shade Room,
yeah,
send it so we can get that on there and blow this thing up, shouting.
Blow that thing up.
Let's do it big.
A couple of in-house things. Number one.
Are we going to go back to the skit at all? Because I got questions.
Oh, yeah. Let's go back to the skit.
I wanted to know what was like y'all favorite parts.
Me?
Okay.
My favorite part was Cam.
Okay.
No, my favorite part was the whole, then I went to jail.
That particular joke.
Hold on.
He's talking about the joke. I was doing the speech.
I went to jail.
So I went to jail.
That was the funniest part to me.
I think Chaz's intro is hilarious.
Chaz is funny.
I think every part pretty much hit. I think
the
part I laugh out loud the most at, honestly, is Mike with his damn accent.
It's terrible. It's hilarious.
But he commits so hard to it. He commits so goddamn hard.
You don't know, man. It's the AC, man.
Yeah, that's it. It was the AC.
man. So if you guys haven't seen that, make sure you go watch that. It's up on the Dormtainment YouTube channel. Not to be confused with the Comedy Trap House channel, but they're all Dormtainment.
But if you're confused by all this, I put up a little graphic, a poster.
We got a new story coming out this week.
Stay on track.
Which story we got coming out this week?
The time I snuck into a dorm room and ended up breaking up a domestic violence fight.
Yep.
You know what?
It's a long title, but it'll be all explained.
But that also just made me think, there's nothing worse than you getting in a fight for somebody else.
Especially that you don't know had nothing to do if you would have took your ass home.
Stay your ass home. It's just not good. But some in-house things. So this weekend, last week I was telling y'all about the Nintendo Switch. So while Emmanuel was editing, I just started my career mode on 2K. And I must say, I don't know if it's the quarantine or whatever, but I'm so invested in everything on this career mode. Like, it is so fun to me. I had to go from my senior year in college to where I chose not to play because one of my players got hurt and my coach had to took away a scholarship and shifted them back home, and I didn't like it, so I took a stand, and then that made me get put in the media. Then LeBron and Maverick was trying to put me on Undisputed to talk about stuff. It's so much in there.
Is so interesting. Now, what's more fun, the story or the playing the basketball?
But then that's the fun part. Like, once you get to a certain spot, so then I had to go back home to New York. So I was in New York, and I had to play Kemba Walker when I got to New York just because everybody was like, oh, you back home, da-da-da. We got to see you know, what college done taught you, because I was supposed to come out of college my freshman year, but I chose to stay. And so all the analysts are saying, like, what he chose to stay for, maybe he's not the person he's supposed to be, all this stuff. And it's just so interesting. Then you got to go through the draft. Then you got to go scout. Then brands start coming to you. I had a lady sit me down in the restaurant and say, listen, here are the Jordan brand. We believe in this and that. I went for shopping for shoes, and my agent said he got a meeting set up for me. But I didn't know the meeting was going to come when I was shopping for shoes. It was, what's the name from Fear of God? Joe Lorenzo.
Oh, Jerry Lorenzo.
Jerry Lorenzo. He came to me. He was like, listen, he was like, do you want to be a part of the game or do you want to disrupt it? You know, here at Fear of God. So then they talking to you. They in your ear. They trying to put money in your pocket on the side. And then my agent get mad because I took an extra meeting because I was like, let's see where this story goes. He was like, do you want to take a meeting with Adidas? So I took it. And then my agent calls me in the middle of the meeting. Yo, what the fuck's going on? Like, you got, like, it's so, I'm like, no, this story is great.
Now, how much freedom do you have in choice making?
Like, well, they give you two, like, if it,
like, could I do, like go off and do cocaine and sleep with prostitutes and go down a bad path?
That's
Grand
Theft
Auto. And then come back, like, make the biggest comeback ever?
And then I start an OnlyFans on there, make
$100,000 a month? Or does my girl start an OnlyFans?
You know what? They should add that because that would take it to a whole nother level.
Is the coronavirus in the game?
Coronavirus not in the game.
Can I start a YouTube channel?
See, they
got to
get more realistic.
I think you can start a YouTube channel because I have a cell phone and you can go on social media and stuff on there.
Hey, could I could get a bunch of a group of guys, like different online people together and possibly do a production thing with them and like start a brand.
No, I don't.
And maybe
think
fall
you can do
through
that.
When you go
and,
on,
like everybody's upset at me
you,
now.
You go belly up.
I've been focusing more on basketball than my new production company.
Can I go online on IG and look at the Explore page?
They didn't add that feature yet.
Can I look at digital butts?
There are some digital butts in there.
Female. I'm not talking about basketball players.
Yeah, there's some digital butts.
Can I leak my sex tape on there?
How are there digital butts? He goes to the strip club?
No, I'm saying they're in the game. They have female characters.
But you see the butts?
Yeah, they got cheerleaders and stuff. You see a little butt.
Come on, man. You know what I'm talking about.
Can I leak a sex tape?
Can you at least maybe?
All right.
Well, yeah. That's all. I just want to talk about NBA 2K and NBA. If you're listening,
it doesn't sound realistic.
you need more. Yeah. You need more.
Video games are not as realistic as they used to be.
Right.
The other thing I want to talk about is like,
are you switching from NBA? Cause I got something on NBA quick.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
So NBA and ESPN are looking to put together a horse game, a live horse game between some of the best players in the NBA. It'll obviously be at their own place,
yeah,
and it's going to be a game of horse.
Oh, okay, I see. So they're all at their own place.
At their own place, but, you do what you need to do. Yeah, so they're looking into that right now.
That sounds fun.
World is changing. That is
to me. I'm like, this is Corona got us wanted to see a horse game.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not excited about it, but I may tune in.
Yeah, you might.
I think we got to tune in.
I need to know who it is. They said, it's going to be, the elite, but I don't know.
Man.
I don't know.
Okay.
That's
interesting. Like, Corona has taken. It's
like, what's the name? Bezos is going to be out there playing. The elite.
No, I mean,
in the NBA.
High profile players.
Gotcha. Fucking Mark Zuckerberg.
Corona has got us into our creativity bag. Like, people are just like thinking of so many different ways, thinking out the box to just do different stuff. I wonder, will this stuff continue after this is done?
It's a possibility.
Because now they see the market is there, like, for these live battles and all this stuff. Like, it's like, okay, this is something that we can continue. So I feel like they could do it.
My question is, do some of these, like news outlets, media outlets, or even, like, late night shows and stuff, do they say, we don't need a whole studio audience anymore? We don't need
it. They could.
Because they are pulling just the same numbers, if not better, on YouTube right now.
Yeah.
So do they just scrap a lot of shows that are like commonly known to be live?
I don't think they scrap
with a live audience. Why now?
For YouTube, they don't necessarily need it, but for live TV, you do. Because,
but I'm saying you could literally have a TV show with people just sitting at home talking.
But you got to think, who's really sitting down every night watching the late night shows? What demographic is that? Is it a demographic that's more used to watching TV, so they appreciate the audience, or is it our generation now? I'm not watching late night. I'm watching clips. So, for me, I may not need the audience. I see the clips as funny. But for the people that watch actual TV, it's a lot. The audience has a lot.
But that's going away, man. it's clearly going away. TV is going the way of whatever, radio. It might always be there. But
I don't know. Them cable prices ain't going down.
Oh, they will. If they haven't yet, they will go down. Yeah, they definitely not going down. You know what I'm saying? Like, YouTube TV is essentially cable where you don't need traditional cable. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, the only thing, I'm just saying, like, you don't need a lot of the money they pump into these things. They don't really need that much anymore for that.
The only thing that the only thing the crowd provides is like when they go and, you know, ask in person questions in the crowd and
but
shit.
But why
like
can't
that.
You do that live streaming? People can just call in or
no, people
or,
can.
I do enjoy the crowd
Zoom,
though.
They could Zoom in.
Yeah, they can.
Sometimes it's funny with the crowd.
I don't want to lose contact with humans.
But I'm not, I don't want that either. But I'm saying for some people's jobs, you don't need that necessarily.
Then why are you bringing it up then?
If you have a game show where there is an audience, yeah. But I'm saying like a lot of these shows where, you know, there it's just an audience just for audience.
No,
sake.
I want to argue. Why are you bringing it up then if you don't want the audience gone?
Huh?
I don't know.
Traitor?
I don't know anymore.
What do you want? If you don't know what you want, how are you going to say what we should want?
I want Corona to come to an end. That's what I want.
Okay, we can all
agree. All right, can we agree on that? I just want that to come to an end. But I'm interested to see how the world changes.
Yeah. Well, the world has definitely shifted, and let me tell you guys why. So, 2006, I met Emmanuel.
Oh, here we go.
In 2006. So, you know, a cool 14 years ago. And I seen this young, old-looking guy.
I was never old-looking.
With hair, you look older than now. With hair, you look like you could have been one of them older characters on Fresh Prince.
Hold on, what? Them older characters on Fresh Prince?
Like a comeback, like an uncle or a cousin that came in town.
So. I'm going to say I was a bad joke, because one of them characters on Fresh Prince.
It's like the dad coming back or something. I don't know.
All right.
But anyway, so I've known him for 14 years, and out of all those years, he's never had a driver's license. And I just wanted to be the first to say, here on this podcast, we have made history. Chill out. We have made history. Emmanuel Richards has gone out and done the unthinkable. He took his driver's test and he got his driver's license. And I just want to say congratulations.
There's several things we got to bring up.
Oh, it's a lot of things we got to bring up.
One, we don't know if he bribed the driver's person or if the person said, this guy is 32. Just give him his license at this point.
Yes.
We don't know. We weren't there.
You weren't there.
Where we were there for was the first time he attempted to get his license.
Yes.
And that was when we first moved to L.A.
Yes.
And he had to use my car.
Yes.
And he had to drive there.
Yes.
And I know I was in the car. Were you in the car?
I was not in the car, but I've been in the car with
him.
I'm going
to be honest with you. I was fucking terrified. When he had to switch lanes to go right, when he's looking right, he'll be drifting left.
Listen,
and I was like, yo.
You know, I had that same terrifying, heart-wrenching experience.
Before you go there, he didn't fail his test. It was something we needed L.A. My car had to be registered in L.A. for him to take. It was some weird shit because my tags were Florida and all that.
Yeah, when we were in the DMV, he needed to go to the DMV because... because he was driving, and you know, it was a little. My blood pressure was high, and it was a little traumatic. But that's you got to start from somewhere.
When I was in the
still
car
went
with
to
him,
strip club with me,
I still went to the strip club.
When I was in the car with him, I was not on my phone. I was not distracted by nothing. I was looking at the road. Looking at everything just to make sure we make it back to where we came from.
But we're here now, and I want to ask you, how did it go? How do you feel? You know, do you feel like at 32, what does it mean to have your license now?
He was living everywhere like he lived in New York. Like he didn't need a license. This everywhere we live, we needed a license.
I mean, listen to where you've come from. I mean, walking... bike stolen, Cam's bike stolen. Yeah, crawling, walking, Cam's bike stolen.
Got my bike stolen.
You know, and now you're here with your license, and I'm honestly proud.
His bike got stolen, too.
Your bike got stolen.
Bike got stolen.
But now they can't steal your license. I mean, they can. They can steal your identity if they need to. But, but like, how'd you feel? Like, did you, was it, were you nervous?
You know, I think this is a moment of growth. I think this is a moment, it's a moment to learn from, to you know.
Yeah.
You know, for a lot of people, getting your license is a rite of passage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or should we say ride a passenger?
Ride of passenger. Ride
a passenger. Or left a passenger.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, we here now. I'm officially a driver.
Okay.
Never been a big fan. I you know, the world comes at you in different ways.
Okay.
You know, growing up, I didn't ever have a car. You know, there was no car allotted to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Unlike the five cars you had.
Yeah.
Car and a half you had, I guess. My parents gave me a ticket.
That's funny.
To get to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And God bless him, hard work. So shout out to my mother right now, who's in the middle of this corona. She's a dietitian, and she works at a what is it called, a dialysis center.
Mm.
And those are the people that cannot afford to have any coronavirus or nothing like that. Mm-mm. But they're telling her they might be sending patients to their facility to take care of. So now she's wearing this whole, she got on the whole, like, what the fuck? The ET wear, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Hazmat.
The hazard suit,
the
whatever.
Hazmat
suits. My mother and everybody else out there.
Shout out.
Stay strong. Keep doing your thing. But anyway, so I never had a car.
Yeah.
Never. By the time I got to college, it was pretty much, even Atlanta, I took the train
pretty much
everywhere, because everywhere I needed to go. And then with y'all, I would ride with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Never was a big fan of driving. Never always just, that's why I know I'm like, I would do well in New York.
Because
I'm not a fan. But luckily, I got it right before this whole corona shit hit. Which was a couple weeks ago, but
now you corona driving.
And I woke up. This was the day after something. We were drinking here or something, because I took that test hungover like a motherfucker. I'm not even gonna lie, I was hungover and I was worried. I'm like, oh shit. I'm here. I'm like, oh,
only
fuck,
person
man,
go to
I
a driver test drunk. Okay.
That's the nigga that don't got the license go hungover.
And I was taking everything so precautiously and just everything.
It might have made you more focused. It might have
probably. Been, I would have failed if I was. now I can, you know, thank God, days like this, I can drive back and forth when it's raining outside from my girl spot to here or whatever. But it's good.
I mean,
I'm gonna let Rome ride first, see what it is.
No, y'all not riding. I'm not driving. We gonna stick to status quo. Whenever we go out.
No. What you mean?
What you mean? I sacrificed not driving that car so you have all the time to drive it. So I deserve to keep sitting back. Don't be asking me, oh, now y'all gotta worry about Emmanuel taking the car too now.
No.
Don't do that. If you want something, there's gonna be some take to that too.
Wait, no. You have no, for 14 years.
Yeah.
You have no say so in this.
What?
For 14 years.
What?
You have no say-so in this.
You going to do your thing. Keep going. How we doing it?
No, if we need to go somewhere.
If you want to, you going to get in that driver's seat.
Me and Cam going to get in your car.
Hell
you,
no.
You can't say nothing.
Y'all going to be scared.
Nothing until 46.
Yeah, until 46.
Another 14 years.
What time is it?
You got 14 years, buddy. That's it.
Shit.
But congratulations on
getting
your
license.
Thanks,
man. I appreciate it. That's nice of you.
It's a good feat. I'm going to take a small break here.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, Whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
And we're back. All right.
That was the worst segue.
I know. I just want to take a small break.
I'm going to take a small break here.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming we just cut to a commercial.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I'm back.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
You need to learn how to drive these segues.
That license, now you can finally drive a segue. Yay! All right. Anyway,
do you really need a license?
And I don't think you need a license.
But for certain go karts, you do.
Oh shit! Yeah,
go karts.
Go karts.
Go karts. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. You do. Yeah,
yeah. And those are the ones I want to drive that you need a license for, because they're the ones that go fast. Yes.
It's so funny. You need a license, but for gun shooting, do you need a license?
You need an ID.
I think.
Okay. You know, but to buy a gun,
you need register. You gotta
just need your ID.
Don't you gotta be registered? Or maybe not.
Oh, I guess.
Maybe I don't know.
I had a license so long, I don't know the ins and outs, what I needed and what I don't need. I just have it.
When me and Cam had to retake that written test, niggas were scared. I tell you that much, when we had to retake it, because they had stuff on there that you don't know. I'm like, I don't know what this
stuff
shit.
Stuff that no one follows.
I was like, I don't know what this is. And you can only get three wrong.
Yeah.
And we both got the first one wrong. So imagine the fear that struck our hearts.
That's hilarious.
As soon as I opened it, I got it wrong. I said, oh, man.
I felt like that test was long. I'm thinking, okay, 10 questions. This shit went on for like 30-something.
That shit
I'm
long.
Like, God damn.
But as long as you study the online thing,
you're
good. That, if you don't, then you're failing.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you're going to be answering like how you really drive, and ain't how what they want to hear.
Nah.
And that's another thing about getting a license here. If no one you know has a California license plate, you can't take the test.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Literally. So if I don't, is this car even California registered?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see your license.
I don't. Oh, do I?
You don't have it on. You drove here.
Don't tell me.
That'd be fun. This nigga drive without it now. Hold on. He digging into the crease.
It's right there up front. Let me see it. This nigga look drunk. This nigga look drunk in this picture, dog.
That's hilarious.
This nigga look 40.
I'm trying to figure out what we was doing.
He looked 40 in here.
Let me see.
We got to go get the new license. You know, they switching over.
You like a felon. We do gotta go get the new one. That's cool though.
Oh yeah, they said if you don't have that bear up there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We gotta go get the new one by October.
What's up with the?
You can have your passport.
You have to have your passport.
But we got until October.
Something like that.
Oh okay.
But
we don't have to take another test, do we?
That's what I was saying. I'm not taking no more tests.
Like, come on,
you better
man.
Just switch this license.
I've been driving a long time. Give me my goddamn license.
It costs money for sure.
Yeah. The last thing, personal thing I want to talk about is like, so this quarantine, of course, has got people lonely, and, you know, a lot of people are just trying to figure their ways out. And, you know, I miss some of my friends, you know, kicking it or whatever. But there's one person in particular who I reached out to, and I told him, I said, look, man, I miss you. Like, I miss you. And that's my barber. Like, I reached out to him. I said, man, you know, the edge is feeling lonely. You know what I'm saying? Like, they feeling lonely. And, you know, and I know you suffering yourself because that's your business. It's your clientele. He's having to spread because he has a young daughter. So he can't just be out here doing that.
Not barbering.
So.
My hairline is literally fading to black.
Yeah, it's definitely fading to black.
Jay-Z,
so I hit him. I said, man, I miss my barber. He hit me back. He said, what's going on? You need a cut? And then I said, man, I just, you know, I need that magic touch because my head trash right now. But ain't no need because I ain't going nowhere.
But you on camera.
I'm on camera. And he said, listen, bro, I miss you too. It's getting real in these streets. And I said, I know. Have you been cutting? He said, yeah, but it's spread out. Not working every day. I have to protect my family. And he recently just called me. So I'm about to call him right now live on the podcast so we all can just, you know.
This is also my barber. So also miss him as well. You know,
I know him.
And Emmanuel knows him, obviously.
Emmanuel watches us get cuts.
Yeah, I see it.
Hello.
Hey, I just want to let you know you're on the podcast right now. I'm just talking to the fans about how important you are in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah.
What you mean? Nah, like, come on, man. Tony, don't be like that because we live. Like, don't
come
do
on,
that.
Tony,
like,
man. I miss you, Tony.
Like, we miss
I miss
you,
your
bro.
Hands, Tony.
Come on.
I know what you're here, brother. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, come on, man.
I miss your hands.
The people need to hear how much we care about each other. You know what I'm saying? Don't be like that, Tony. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just, listen, you. I've been pushed to the edge, literally, and my edges are suffering, you know? And
mine have faded to black.
And Cam's has faded to black. You know, my sides ain't faded no more. Like, what's going on, man? When can I see you again?
Uh-oh. After this quarantine, because
we
need to go ahead and shut it down, brother.
Man. Quarantine standing between me and a nice cut, man. But, hey, listen. We just want to let you know we always think about you over here, you know? That's all. You know,
sound like the perfect love song.
I mean, it is. It's a hair story.
Yeah,
it just won an
it's
Oscar.
A
hair
story.
Then it just won an Oscar.
That's the movie.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Dog, that's so hilarious.
Yeah, you know. But you know, I'm gonna let you get back to it. I just wanted to call you real quick, and you know, just let you know. Hey, listen, get them hands ready when you come out of quarantine. It's me and you, dog.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony. I've been practicing on my doll head.
You been practicing on your doll head? You been giving your doll's face?
Hey, Tony.
Emmanuel talking to you.
Has anybody hit you up and said, like, hey, bro, F it. Just come over. I just need you that bad, dog.
Is this phone chat?
you don't got to say it name.
You don't got to say a name.
You don't
got to
say a name.
First off, my name isn't Tony. I want everyone to know that. I don't know why they called me Tony in the first place. But I have dabbled.
Okay.
You've dabbled. So yes. So you basically risk life and limb to go cut some hair.
Life and limb to do a trim.
To do a trim.
Man, I miss your clippers. I'm flipping out like Flipper.
Man, I miss your clippers.
I've dabbled here and there.
It's been 15 days. Tony, I need a fade.
I don't know who Tony is, but I...
All right, man. Well, we're going to let you get to it, man.
Hey, Ramon, we holler at you.
All right, Ramon, we're going to holler at you.
Thank you.
All right, peace. So, yeah, man, you
it's
know.
It's rough out here. Look, man, I brought out a cap. I haven't rocked in a while.
Listen, damn, man.
You
my
brought
shit.
Out a cap.
It was in the back of the closet.
Man, I can wash dishes with this, man. It's just Brillo padded up here, man. Yeah. No fade. My fade, girl, ain't no fade. I got a full head of hair at this point.
You got an Indian hair.
It's just everywhere. But, you know, once the quarantine is up in June, I get a haircut.
Maybe 2021.
Oh, shit. But,
you heard Japan, I think they tried. They had to reopen, shut down everything again.
Wait.
They tried to reopen, and then they had to shut down again because of those.
That's why April 30th don't even make sense for us.
Yeah, like when we first get our quarantine, I ain't doing nothing that first 2 weeks. I'm going to let y'all go test it out. Yeah. Get all the bugs out, and then I'm gonna, you know.
I'm already preparing for them to announce one more extension, like,
yeah,
for sure, because it just don't. April 30th just don't even sound right now, to be honest with you. Especially when they said this week the death toll is gonna rise.
Rise, right?
Like, nah, man.
We far from April 30th.
Yeah. So that's what it is going. So, so this Joe Buck situation. Talk about this.
Because
I have no idea.
So Joe Buck, who is an announcer for the NFL. I'm sorry?
Talking to the mic.
Joe Buck, who is an announcer for the NFL, has been getting bombarded with tweets and people online asking him, to do play-by-play commentary for sex tapes. For their sex tape.
Because he's that good of an
Because
announcer.
He's Joe Buck and it's the coronavirus. Ain't nothing voice. Else to do. So Joe Buck, and I wouldn't mind hearing that.
I wouldn't mind
Can
hearing
Can you imagine
that.
How funny that would sound?
I'd be open to hearing
I'd be
that.
Open to hearing
Joe
that, yeah.
Buck's gifted melodic voice.
Yeah, I
on
is
a
Troy
sex
gonna
tape.
Join him?
That'd be cool. Troy Aikman, Joe Buck here.
Okay.
We got DeAndre taking it to that pussy on this episode of
DeAndre.
Now, would he do gay porn with a name like Joe Buck?
Yeah.
I mean, you can do that. I don't know if he got to do gay porn. He could, I guess.
Here's the thing. Now, would this be subscription based? Like, you get
if they did it on OnlyFans?
Yeah, I think so. If for free, you don't get Joe Buck. Maybe you get like a minute just to give you a preview, but you have to pay for the rest to get the full narration.
He should call it Joe's Broadcast.
Joe's Broadcast.
Broadcast.
Okay.
Got you. Got you.
I'm not mad at that.
Roma fool, though.
Chill, man.
You know, with Joe friends like Brown that, who needs an audience? He laughs at all my jokes. I don't know if I'm funny or not when I'm around Roma.
He's gonna say it and then look at me. Like, come on, man. But
y'all gotta tell me if I'm funny.
But what started? Like somebody just started like a tweeted.
I'm gonna tell you when you get funny, motherfucker.
Can you drive me there?
Oh, he can.
Nah. We talked about this. Nah.
Did somebody like start a tweet or something? That's what
I think. It started with one tweet, and then it just turned into a whole.
So what has he said?
Everybody asking. He came out with a statement. This is not an exact quote, but it was somewhere along the lines of, "I refuse to do anybody's sex tape play by play call on anybody's sex tape."
Okay.
He wants the messages to stop.
Okay.
But
that's fair.
Joe said, "Buck off."
Buck off.
Joe said, "Buck off, bucko."
Young that's, Joe Buck.
That's funny. And also in Corona news, this woman in Walmart. Let me read this story. I had it pulled up here. So there was a lady that was going around Walmart.
Employee or customer?
There's a customer. A viral video showing a Walmart customer spitting and coughing on a cashier in YREKA, California. Eureka?
Full of money.
California has shocked social media as millions of Americans have tried to be extra cautious around others during the coronavirus pandemic. The video filmed on March 26 showed a customer getting angry over her bill and at one point getting in the cashier's face and spitting. More recently, stores across the country have installed plexiglass barriers. I've seen it.
They're everywhere.
There's one at the liquor store up the road. Mm-hmm. And then I've seen
at the grocery store. They got it hanging down in front of all the registers now.
Which grocery store?
The Food for Less.
Okay.
No. I haven't been. They all.
Ralph's?
Don't they use
I don't know if Ralph's did it.
I don't think Ralph's did
it. Not gas station, but 7-Eleven.
Oh, 7-Eleven. But yeah, this woman here. She looked like she spit on.
Can you show me? Because I don't want to touch it. I don't know if you wiped down your phone.
I mean,
but
I'm fighting. I'm losing my job today.
That's all I'm about to say. Like, I think you gotta. And put yourself in that situation. Do you swing?
This pre-corona. Yeah, I'm swinging pre-corona and during corona.
Yeah, I can
and
take
post-corona.
That as a,
you spit on me in my face.
But especially for corona, you could take that as a, what's it called? An attack.
Assault.
An assault.
With a deadly weapon. Yeah, you're loogie.
Yeah, you're loogie.
Yeah. And she was like, I'm clearing my throat because that's where all the disease lies in your mucus. Which she's not wrong about.
But why
that.
Are you putting it on me?
Yeah, why are you putting it on
that's
me?
That's a lethal loogie.
And she was going,
not a luger, a loogie.
A loogie. And it's just like
lethal.
Like that spitting is already one of the highest forms of disrespect.
She just looked like one of them white women that if she spit on you, you spit back on her. She says, "How dare you?" You know what I mean?
How dare you do that? I can see that.
I can't believe.
Imagine if you going to talk and it get in your mouth.
Oh my! Yeah, that's a smack.
You're going to panic.
You're gonna get one of them. That's the only time I agree with the baby on smacking a chick right quick.
Full open hand.
Open hand, maybe backhand. Might have to get that back.
No, but that shit is nasty. Spitting is already just disgusting already.
My name's not Toby. Yes, my
and then smack. Like, yeah. And there's still no paper towels anywhere. I can't find paper towels. I went to Ralph's and I went to the liquor store, and both of those are out of paper towels. So I don't know. I guess the paper towel companies just stopped making paper towels. There's none. There's no restocking yet. So
just gotta go at different times. Gotta go a little earlier. Got when they first open. Got ketchup.
I mean, that's when I went the other day, and it was just tissue. There was tissue there.
Yeah, progress.
That could be used as paper towel.
Progress.
And also these pastors aren't getting the
Dog, what is wrong with these dudes, man? What is wrong with these niggas, man? Like, I have a question.
You can't put all the blame on them. You got to put some blame on the congregation, too, for coming. I mean, you have a choice.
As the leader of that congregation, I have to blame
you. Yeah, as
the
leader.
You're the one I have to go to. Because you shouldn't be calling for people to come to your church. Mm-hmm. But let me ask you, where is the line crossed of faith and practicality? Because sometimes I believe my God is a practical one.
Yeah.
Like, I don't believe, like, if you tell me, like, listen, I believe in science. My God made science. I'm going to believe like that.
No, honestly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to believe in these people that have studied this and took this shit
God
seriously.
Gave them a gift to study disease.
Why? There's so much. Like, I think people look at the pastor like a God.
Yeah, that's the
like,
problem.
Like, he's
going
to heal you or he's going to do something.
Yeah.
And them motherfuckers ain't going to do shit.
Yeah.
They're not doing shit. Well, not the one, especially the ones that are taking advantage of their congregation.
Yeah, that's different.
And
yeah.
just want more money. I'm not talking, and honestly, you shouldn't look at any pastor like that. A pastor shouldn't be a rock star. A pastor shouldn't be, it should just be a person that gives you some guidance onto what the word says.
I was just watching a sermon this morning. He was like, he's like, if we're seated at the table, I'm hosting it, keeping y'all, make sure the food is good, make sure the food is ready until my God comes in and steps in. He was like, I'm not here. Like, you don't look at me as the guy. He was like, I'm not the guy.
I'm the vessel delivering the message.
I'm the minister. I'm just ministering this, delivering what y'all need, and hopefully I'm doing it right, and then God steps in. Them pastors, they wilding. Because then you say one Congress, like, had 46 members, and then, like...
Oh, there was a church that had... but this was a little different because it was a choir rehearsal that happened at the cusp of it hitting America.
Okay.
But they ended up, it was like 50 members of the choir went to church and they practiced, and they tried to do they kept a chair distance between them and all this. And 48 of them got coronavirus and 2 died. And it's like,
yeah, that's
stop.
At the same time, it's a lot that aren't calling their congregation in. Yeah. Like, I just watched a Joel sermon this morning, and he was in their empty church.
Yeah.
And they asked me, like, before I start, they asked me why I didn't tell my jokes. So I was like, well, I have no audience. But he like, if y'all like him that much, I'll do a joke. He did a joke to an empty audience.
Mm, yeah.
And it still was funny.
He's filming still out of his...
Yeah, he goes to his church, films it, but it's no audience. It's just him on stage doing it. And then...
what's wrong with him? Why can't he do it online? I mean, on at his
a lot of them.
I mean, you can do it from your house, but I'm saying if you're the only one there, go to your church and do
I'm
it.
Saying, I'm sure that takes, like, even that takes, like, cameraman, it takes people, audio men, it takes lighting.
Well, remember, you can have a group no larger than 10, and as long as you're 6 feet apart. So,
people can't put religion above practicality sometimes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just it doesn't like listen, you got to stay home.
My question is, did Kanye cancel Sunday service?
I ain't seen nothing.
I don't know, but I'm hungry for a new Kanye album.
I'm not.
When I say I don't want a gospel album. I want.
I don't know if you're gonna get that in for a little while.
Like we just got the one when he was going through his mental issues, and then he put out the gospel. Like I'm good on Kanye right now.
Listening to Jay-Z on that just made me want another Kanye. Cause and then hearing that he might do the. You were saying for him versus Pharrell on that.
Well, that's wishful thinking. That's what we want.
Hopefully. Because we were watching, what was the one we were watching?
Yeah, we might as well go into it.
Well, we might as well go into it, all right. So if y'all don't know, Swiss Beats and Timbaland have been putting together battles against different artists, different producers, and they go on IG Live. In the format, you battle with 20 different songs, go back and forth, and then everyone judges who wins. So the last one that took place was Lil Jon and T-Pain, which was really good. Because what's cool about it, you discover stuff you didn't know they did, or stuff you forgot about that you love. So it's just this nostalgic
thing. Go look up Lil Jon's first hit. Like, I never knew it. It's a reggae song.
The remix.
Yeah, remix to a reggae song.
Remix to a reggae song.
Killed.
It's crazy.
But then we were supposed to get Babyface and Teddy Riley, but it got postponed. And me and Mike's theory is that they were too old to know how to work the live, so they needed more time. So they figured it out.
Funny.
They didn't want to get on there yet. They're trying to figure out how to use their live and help them out so they ain't, you know.
That's actually really funny.
But some new ones have come out over the weekend. Travis Porter called out Migos, and it was trending. And a lot of people were like, Travis Porter may watch Migos. And a lot of people were like, y'all crazy. Migos got way more hits than Travis Porter. Then I had to start thinking. I was like, yeah. Travis Porter is my college.
Yeah.
So they hold a special place in my heart. I will always love them.
Yeah.
But then certain people were like, y'all can't even name all the Travis Porter members.
You can't.
And I like, I can. Yeah. But a lot of people can't. I was like, damn, you may have lost already if you
but
can't
that,
even name
but
them.
No, but that battle, Migos going to come out of that one. It's going to be
I don't think that necessarily mean anything.
No, I don't think the name them, but yeah. I think Migos going to come out. They're going to edge them on.
I said that
I
too.
I can see that edge them, but, but it won't be a smash.
It might not be a smash.
I don't think it'll be a smash.
It ain't gonna be a smash.
But I think Travis Porter can hold, what is it, an hour long?
I don't know.
20 songs.
I don't know if they can hold 20. I'll be honest with you.
Maybe
I don't know.
Let me name some of them. Let me name some of them.
Okay. Sure.
A Ladies.
Yeah. I'm gonna give him that one.
Bring It Back.
Yep.
Definitely.
I'm gonna give him that one.
Make It Rain.
Yep.
Definitely.
I'm gonna give him for sure.
Let Me Take You Out. I used to love that shit.
I don't think that's a hit.
It's not a hit, but I love it. Cake. Go Shorty Go,
okay,
College Girl,
yeah,
Waffle House.
I don't know if that's gonna be. I think Migos gonna
Black
get
Boy
this.
White Boy, Black Boy White Boy.
I don't think they're gonna get that one either. I think that's just us. I think it's just
damn,
us.
As I said, I think Migos gonna win, but yeah. It's gonna be entertaining.
It's gonna be entertaining for about seven.
Because Travis Porter is what I mean. Migos is what Travis Porter was supposed to be.
But you also got to remember all the remixes they hopped on to. Who? Different. Then Travis Porter hop on, do that thing with.
All the way turned.
I mean, that's what artists are playing. The people, all the things they were part of.
Yeah.
So that they got the joint with. Damn, what was the other joint?
They can't compete with Migos.
Two Chainz. Versus... What's the joint with Two Chainz? The song Travis Porter has with Two Chainz.
I'm not sure.
Fuck, I forgot.
I can't remember, but Travis Porter holds it. We was in Atlanta. We went to college in Atlanta, and that was the time we were in college where they hits were.
That's what's so
all
hard about these battles. Like, I'm such a Southern ear when Manny was going against Scott Storrs. Scott Storrs definitely, I think, came out
with
the
his
winner.
Range, yes.
But like the feeling that when Manny plays his song, I'm like, man, that shit is just different.
When he dropped 400 Degrees,
Ooh-wee,
when that beat started, I was like, I just remember when Chaz first played this for me, and I was just like, yo, this is
so
a masterpiece.
You know that, so you feel like Scott Storch is better, but you have Manny Fresh.
No. He had more range
in
his
range
career,
in
which
career.
Makes it feel like it's like, all right, he's superior because it's the range.
Like Manny had some range, but it wasn't like.
But Manny, his sound, he's like almost a Southern legend. His sound was like. Introducing this new New Orleans bounce to the mainstream.
It's debatable between the two, but for your personal preference, Manny kind of.
Yeah, for my personal, because I mean, because like when he played, because back that ass it was last one. When you hear the boom, 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 that shit just it's just different.
Right.
But then Scott Storrs played
still Dre, and his key game
stupid. Them keys crazy. Them keys crazy. In the battle, I would give.
He should have went against Zaytoven. Against the keys.
I want to see Zaytoven go against another Southern producer. That's
cool.
What makes it good. Like,
now, tonight, I don't know if anybody, I mean, because y'all are here this tomorrow, so it already been a habit, but tonight, Pleasure P and Bobby Valentino.
Are you serious? No, wait.
Timbaland
and them that set that up. They set that up.
Yeah, they definitely set that up.
Pleasure P's battling Bobby Valentino. All right, let's talk about this. Bobby Valentino got Miss Officer.
No, he got
He got Slow Down.
Tell Slow Me. Down.
He got Tell Me.
He got.
All right, that's what we get murky. That's what the water good. That's what a water get. You can't see it no more.
That's what a water get murky. I'm starting to drown.
We started, you know, when you're closer to shore, it's a little clear. The deeper you get,
but you know what sucks? Because Pleasure Beach got all the pretty Ricky. So that's
let me stop you there. I'm from Miami. Where are they from? They from Miami. So I remember that sound when it was brand new. I remember Pretty Ricky used to come to my high school before they were Pretty Ricky in glitter outfits and just be standing around. And they used to do the talent shows.
They still had the glitter outfits.
Like, that's how far I go back with Pretty Ricky. So it's like, I'm already going to be slightly biased.
I know niggas went home and like, dog, I got all this glitter on my face. Where the fuck is glitter?
But then we got funny shit with Bobby Valentino when we used to stay in Atlanta, seeing him all over Atlanta, being on video shoots with him. Recently seen him at the studio where we record our podcast.
Yeah. The transgender person.
No, I did not see him with a transgender.
On the video, they had him running out the girls.
But that wasn't what I was referencing.
Okay. I thought you were talking about that.
So it's like, I don't know.
They said it's supposed to go down tonight, and it just sounded funny when I seen it, because somebody posted, since y'all asked for it, everybody, nobody asked for this. Not one soul asked for this.
But I'll tell you what.
Bobby V got Slow Down, Anonymous. Remember that?
I do remember that.
Beep. My Angel. Hands on
he
me.
He not beating Pleasure P.
Yeah, he not beating Pleasure P. It's going to be rough for
him.
Well, wait, hold on. All right, let's go through what Pleasure P got. You know, all the Pretty Ricky stuff. What he got by himself? What's the Boyfriend Number Two?
Yeah, Boyfriend Number Two, that's it. Boyfriend Number Two.
But look, this is where it can get interesting. Look, this is where it can get interesting. What have they wrote? Yeah, we don't know.
I don't know. Yeah,
because if they start pulling out their bag, I wrote this. Then it's like,
then it's different.
This is part of the battle I want. I know what you got. Show me what I don't know.
Yeah,
that's what I want to see.
Did we meet Pleasure P too?
No, did I meet Pleasure? We met Spectacular.
Oh, we met Spectacular. Yeah,
I met. That's
funny. But that's the part I think will make that good.
Yeah.
So when they get to that point, call me.
What you mean?
I know you go tune in a little bit.
No.
You tuning in a little bit.
No.
You going to watch a little bit. You like humor. This is funny to you. You going to tune in a little bit.
5 minutes. They might get 5 minutes out of me. They might get 5 minutes. That's kind of
funny. That's how you going to get hooked.
Oh shit, you did that all day.
But the other person that they was talking about, 2 Chainz was saying, I seen none of y'all called out Future, none of y'all called out T.I., none of y'all called out Jeezy. He said, y'all don't want smoke with the South. He said, none of y'all called out me. He said, I want a battle. He said, so he started naming people. Someone said Meek Mill. He said, that's a good one. He said, Meek, let's do it. So 2 Chainz want to battle Meek Mill.
That's a good one.
And 2 Chainz got some hits.
2 Chainz got some hits.
I honestly think 2 Chainz will win that.
I believe 2 Chainz will win that.
2 Chainz got some hits.
All right, let's name him.
He got some bops.
You got to start with the Player Circle, the Duffel Bag Boy.
Oh, yeah, Duffel Bag Boy. Okay.
So he going there.
You can name most of the album for that True Religion album.
The first one?
Yeah, that first one.
I'm Different.
Yeah, I'm Different.
What's the other one?
He got Birthday Song.
Birthday Song with Kanye.
He got
all the shit he did with Drake.
He got Pharrell. Tomorrow.
Oh, Fez watching.
Fez watching.
I love that song.
That shit go.
I love that video too. But he got all the shit with Drake. Biggest shit we forget in all the features that nigga did. Remember when he was the feature guy? He was on Mercy.
He got features.
What's the other? All the other good music stuff.
Oh, the one with Travis Porter was that. Tell me what you know about this. Tell me what you know about that.
That was a remix. Must have been. It must have been Rico.
But it counts.
It counts, yeah.
If you want to play it. So
2 Chainz, rip that.
Yeah.
Like, for Meek Mill, he got the intro, of course. Mm-hmm. He got 2 songs with Drake. He got, what's his other hits?
Meek Mill?
Yeah, he got,
you said the intros, you said the jump with Drake.
He got the What's Free with Rick Ross and Jay-Z.
He got Amen. That was a hit for him.
Amen.
What else he got? He got stuff I'm forgetting right now.
He do got stuff I'm forgetting, but I think 2 Chainz might edge him in now.
Yeah, I don't know if he has a lot. I mean, what was his first hit? I say my Lamborghini.
Oh, Boss with Rick Ross.
That was hard.
I mean, what was the name of that?
Because I'm a boss.
I'm Black a Boss.
Yeah,
like
I love that song.
No, not is it like a
I'm a boss?
Yeah, I'm a boss. Yeah, I'm a boss. Yeah.
But he got a bunch of hits too. But I think 2 Chainz taking that. But then again, I'm biased. I'm from the South. but I just think I 2 Chainz put in work.
And put 2 Chainz did put in work.
2 Chainz went through two careers.
You're just saying who you think is better.
It's not too many people that, like, you know, I'm trying to think, like, Future, who could Future go against?
Young Thug, maybe?
Possibly.
Future got to go against some other Southern dude.
I think Future and 2 Chainz, honestly, we might even be better.
Future got hits. And
exactly.
Future
2 Chainz got hits. Man. They both got hits. That would be a great
Future battle. Was on Dump That Dick Off and, you know.
God damn. Are you serious?
Yeah.
And he wrote Racks on Racks.
And he wrote Racks
on Racks. I knew that.
And he wrote Sierra's.
I love that song. And he got all the shit with Drake.
Future got some things on there.
That's some heat. No, you know who would be good? T.I. versus Jeezy.
Oh, man.
That'd be good.
That's a good one.
That'd be good.
That'd be something for the trap, niggas. That'd be good. And we'll just be in there smiling. Oh, yeah. Because this is going to be hits after hits after hits after hits.
It's going to be a bunch of old Atlanta thugs watching and smiling.
Charlamagne definitely going to be in there.
Oh, yeah.
That nigga
smiling as fuck.
See, this is where I think T.I. would edge Jeezy.
Mm-hmm.
T.I. got the girl bops, too.
True.
Jeezy,
true.
I can't remember any girl
bops. Too many
bops.
Girl bops, yeah. But, except for the beat the pussy up on the first album.
I love that song, but it wasn't a hit.
It wasn't a hit, but
you know what I'm saying? It was on a hit album.
It was maybe a regional hit. Maybe.
But T.I., you know, Make Me Wanna. He got a Hotel. Girl,
he got a shit with Rihanna.
Come on, man.
Yeah, so
I think I would take T.I.
He probably would get him in that one. But
that'd be great.
That
love Jeezy.
Niggas will be in there smiling.
As soon as Jeezy go that Thug Motivation 101. Ooh, let's all right,
how
it.
About this? How about groups?
I thought you said Groot. I'm about to say, who you going to go against?
Groot?
The Wolverine, nigga.
Wu-Tang versus Wu-Tang.
G-Unit.
Man, that Beg for Mercy album, man. I think it's one of the greatest groups albums
man,
ever.
Man,
I love my buddy. My buddy. Wherever I go, he goes.
I mean, you could possibly do Dipset G Unit. You could possibly.
Dipset G Unit.
You could possibly.
I think Dip may take that.
I say we said may. May.
Because look. Are you only going to do the group or are you putting individuals, their songs out too in that?
I would.
Oh, it has to stick. Okay.
I would just do group.
If it's group, I might have to go. Because
look, I don't think I like a G-Unit group song better than I like, oh boy, love that shit. Like, you feel happy when that come on.
Oh boy is fucking fire.
I feel happy when
you got Hey Ma.
Hey Ma, man.
That shit hard.
That was a movement.
Yeah.
This is the Dipset.
What the fuck?
Yo, who can Nelly go against?
Ludacris. Told Emmanuel that. They was on top at the same time. So him and Ludacris would be interesting if they went through their catalog.
Yeah, they got hits.
Nelly,
does
man.
Does Nelly have like hard songs?
I got suck on bro. He rap hard.
Yeah.
But like Ludacris got some
in my
hard songs.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That shit with the gun in it.
Stump.
He was on Stump, but
it's a cough in it.
Yeah.
He's like, DTP, we got them guns.
Oh, yeah. You talking about Back for the First Time? For the First Time with.
It's on Word of Mouth. It's on Word. I know what song he talking about. Because 2 Chainz on there, Chingy on there.
That shit was hard.
What's the one with the talking about with the guns on Back for the First Time? With I-20 on and shit. And they talking about the red beams and.
I-20.
I know which one you're talking about. Yeah. I know which one you're talking about.
I-20, people used to talk about how deep his voice is and shit, but I just thought he sounded like a garbage
truck. He sounded like a ghoul.
This nigga sounded like a garbage truck.
I'm going to be honest with you, though. If in that battle, I want to hear him drop one of the first freestyle.
Ooh.
He got to drop that first freestyle.
Nigga,
iconic.
I went back and listened to our breakfast freestyle.
That shit was hard.
Nigga, we all went off on that.
That shit hard.
I thought it was dope. But check that out.
Who should we battle? We was trying to figure out, we want to battle, do a comedy song off, but I don't know if anybody ready for this comedy song smoke. It's a lot of comedy music over these last 11 years.
I know Lil Dicky.
So y'all let us know.
We said Lil Dicky.
Of course, Lil Dicky. You got Lonely Island.
You got Lonely Islands. You know, I don't know if they want to come down here, to be honest with you, and fuck with this.
I'm saying, all right.
These niggas.
Of course.
I mean, if y'all want
popularity.
Look, if any one of them want to.
I'm just saying, you know, you don't want to, once you get to that level, you don't want to battle with,
yeah,
you know,
I get it.
Niggas that probably wash you. So,
oh, yeah, no, for sure. Dickie and, you know. When it comes to song structure, oh, no, we
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, life's good for them right now. They don't want to come down here.
Look, besides them, because they want it, we can go get, but who that we know that's on maybe a similar playing field? That
I
we
know
could
Emmanuel Hudson sings, and I just don't know specific songs, if he has a whole album out or not.
They
but
do. They have songs. I just don't know.
I think he's funny. I don't know.
Do they have enough to go? Because we got a lot of songs.
We got a lot.
But we don't need a lot. You just need 10 songs.
No, you need
right?
20.
Well, I mean, that's for them.
That's
but
a
I'm
damn,
saying
we
could do 10 songs a piece for each
true.
For each comedian.
That would be hard to narrow down 10.
I mean,
there would be so many I want to play.
I mean, we play our best 10.
Yeah,
but yeah. I don't know.
Well, y'all let us know who y'all think, because we was thinking maybe Tim
Patrick Tim, raps too. Patrick I mean, raps. You know?
But I think he's more. It's more. I don't think he does the comedy in his rap. Okay. And even if he did, it's still newer stuff.
Yeah. I said,
he's
what's
someone
the
with
name?
A catalog. Turquoise G.
Turquoise G.
That would be fun.
We may do that.
We may do that.
Yeah, we may do that. We may do that. Just
that's fun.
That's the only
that
one
would
I
be for
think.
The internet fan. Like that'd be fun. And
we may set that up.
They would be down to do.
And another one that's kind of close to home. I know they do music too. I don't know the amount, but Green Bench.
Yeah, I just don't know.
I mean,
John does a lot of the.
Yeah,
I
know
they have some songs over.
They do have some songs.
Who else?
But it'd be fun. Is there a popular song that everybody likes that you like that you just don't like that you just don't care to hear, like a very popular song that like when people are out in public they like, oh, this go off. Like
for me it was the what was it?
I got two.
LA, what's her name? Made My Boo, that song. Boo.
Oh, LMA.
Yeah, I didn't care for that, but everyone loved it.
Gotcha.
I thought that was a good song. Yeah.
I mean, it's a good song.
I recognize it was definitely a well-structured song, but I just didn't care for it.
Yeah.
Everyone liked it.
Do you have one that you think of?
One that, like, of all time or recent?
No, just like, I mean, it could be recent.
And my bad, rest in peace to him, but what's his name? What's his name? He recently died to overdose.
Shawty Low?
No, the overdose.
Shawty
Low died from a car accident.
Oh, you're talking about Juice WRLD?
Juice WRLD. Yeah, his song. Remember that was a big on radio?
That's true. Yeah.
Everyone loved it. I didn't.
Yeah,
it was all right.
I didn't care for that either.
Oh, those are the last two I can think of.
I remember when, what's his name, dropped his first single, Waka Flocka, and I was like,
that was hard.
What the fuck is this?
It was. That was the first thing.
Oh, Let's Do It.
That's the first that blew up, yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was.
I'm about to say, you like Oh, Let's Do It.
I did like Oh, Let's Do It. I thought there was another one. Or maybe it was Soulja Boy, actually. That's what it was. What was his first song? Ya Bitch Ya?
Crank That?
No, that wasn't his first song. That wasn't the first song. That became huge, but his first, he put out Ya Bitch Ya first. And I remember fuck is this?
I knew Crank That. Mm. I know, well, for me, y'all knew it was R.I.P. I definitely, to this day, I don't care for that song.
Jeezy. With Jeezy?
And Jeezy, my nigga, and 2 Chainz. And then the Meek Mill intro. Don't do nothing for me.
Yeah, that's where you tripping. That's where you lose me. That shit,
and
that's
I recognize it's a good song, but
that
like,
shit's incredible.
Nothing about it. La la la. Nothing.
And I'm not the biggest
me.
Meek fan, but I love.
I
that
recognize
song.
A good song, but like, it just don't move me.
Do you like Meek Mill at all? Like, what song from Meek Mill you like?
I like Rico with him and Drake. I like his. I like
by the, himself.
By himself.
Yeah.
Let me think. Nah, that is,
Like a Boss as Rick Ross. So,
like
what song with Meek Mill?
That was a remix. That was a remix, right?
No, that was
the original.
That was original.
Sure. I thought he jumped.
I think
on
I would
it.
Have to look at his catalog. I think there's like one or two songs I like him by himself, but I'm really off top. I can't think by himself.
I'll tell you, one of the things I love from him the most, especially when he first saw, was all the Tony stories.
Okay.
The one he was talking about, the dude portraying, all those were great.
Oh, I like it. Well, on his recent album, he got the intro to it because it got
Phil Collins.
That one, I really like that one.
I think.
Okay.
But it's Phil Collins.
I mean, he remixed Phil Collins. Come on, man. I mean, I can't knock that, but.
Yeah. I recognize Meek is a good rapper, but like a lot of stuff, it don't necessarily. I don't get excited don't get excited. Some people get excited from Meek Mill. I don't necessarily get excited.
Here's another thing. So remember last week we asked who would we want to collab on an album? Mm. So yesterday,
like for a whole album?
Yeah. Remember we had that whole conversation. I finally figured out who I want. So I was watching this unreleased Nipsey footage from 2013 yesterday. And I'm just watching it. I was just thinking, him and Big Sean, that would be a great album together. Because they're going to be dropping gems and all the jewels. And then they can rap hard if they want. It'll be so tight. That's, so then
that would have been hard, actually.
So then the first thing I did as soon as I was done, I went to YouTube. I said, Nipsey, Big Sean. First thing that came up, Hit-Boy was battling Boy Wonder on IG Live. Mm-hmm. He played an unreleased Nipsey and Big Sean song, Nigga.
That shit was fire?
Manual? When Nipsey kicks,
I'm so excited.
Nipsey kicks off the verse. That shit is, you just feel it.
He come in with energy.
Do you have it? Like,
I can play it to you after, but I'm talking about his voice, his flow, the double entendre he threw at you right away. I'm like, that's why this nigga was just my favorite rapper. And then Big Sean come on rapping. I was like, this would have been a great album.
Man, that would have been crazy.
So I'm hoping this is on Big Sean's new album.
And hopefully they got more.
And hopefully the man.
Hopefully.
Even the one that was on Game's album was good with Nipsey.
Oh, yeah.
I love that song too.
You know what? What about the Game?
The Game, who would he go against?
Yeah.
50 Cent. I don't know. Who's the Game?
What about the Game? I feel like
the Game could go against.
I'm trying to think, is there anybody like West Coast? But I don't think.
He can go against his morals.
Dog.
That's hilarious. Right. doesn't he do that on you? But Jim Jones? The Game versus Jim Jones?
Jim Jones ain't got enough
Like, Ballin'!
That was great.
That whole album was hard, though. That album was pretty hard. I ain't gonna front,
I can't name another song off
I can't either, exactly. But that album was pretty hard.
So, I can't even name the album.
Yeah, I can't.
But,
Ballin' too?
No.
But Snoop Dogg was talking, too. He said, whoever won it.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah.
That's a tough guy to battle.
That's a tough guy to battle. You need somebody.
You need, like, Diddy. Diddy would have to battle
You
him.
Need, like, Diddy. You need Dre. I mean, they did songs together. So
yeah, you can't do Dre. They did shit. But it'll have to be, like, someone like Diddy with a deep catalog.
Who would Wayne go against? Because that's going to be that's a tough one, too. That's going to be a tough one.
Someone with a deep catalog.
It's got to be a deep catalog, too. It got to be Jay.
Honestly, maybe Drake.
Gotta be Drake. But even he, I think still Wayne gonna edge Drake. That's
it. I don't know, man.
Yeah, no, Wayne been here for a long time.
Yeah, but he's also been off for a long time.
No, but.
But even like, the parts he was on like is Drake, long enough for a battle. Yeah, 20 songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But either way, they both can only put up 20 songs.
But then they also like have so many together. Like, he gonna,
yeah,
they
it's
gonna
hard.
Play.
Yeah, it's too similar. You can't do same camps. Yeah. It gotta be opposite. Lil Wayne.
I would choose Lil Wayne in that battle, but.
No, I am gonna choose Wayne in that battle.
I think Drake would win.
I don't know if Drake gonna win that battle.
Not because of my choice, but no. I think Drake fans, they gonna go.
As much as I love Drake, I can't give him that one.
I don't know.
That's gonna be. He might stick and move for a little bit, but Wayne gonna be like Mayweather.
The only thing about Wayne is that he just got nostalgia.
He got, that's what I'm saying.
I don't
know
if Drake have nostalgia songs.
I just listened to We Taking Over verse, and it just immediately put me back there. I was like, this nigga destroyed everyone on this song. He even came on perfect for the last verse. He said, I am the beast. Feed me rappers or feed me beats.
That shit hard.
And then this nigga just started going.
He only had about 8 bars and he came in.
And
rapping.
Then right before the beat dropped, and I like my Sprite Easter. And then,
what about Wayne versus Kanye?
Okay.
That's a possibility.
That's a possibility. Right,
that 20 be, songs apiece, yes, they could go back.
They could go back.
That would be very interesting.
That would be interesting.
It's two different realms, but that's
bit,
what you need. You need someone with a deep catalog.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
I'm ready for Pharrell.
How about the Game versus Pusha T?
I'm not excited for that. That don't move me.
You got all the stuff with the clips.
It don't move me.
It don't move you because of the Game, or it don't move you because of Pusha T.
Both of, like this together. That don't excite me.
Pusha
like
T don't move you?
No, his music moves me, but the battle doesn't move me. I don't care to see them two battle.
I can't fight that, but I will push it.
It doesn't move me. So it's like, I don't know. But I want to see Snoop battle somebody, but it got to
be
a deep catalog.
Hell yeah. They got to go deep.
Snoop. I want Jermaine Dupri, too. Yeah. As a producer, I want him to battle somebody.
Yeah.
you know, because Mike suggested Usher and Chris Brown.
That's
two deep catalogs.
Right. Who
could he battle?
Cuckoo Cow?
Yeah.
He got to battle himself.
Don't tame
it. He just got to go look in the mirror.
He don't got enough music. He ain't got
enough. We going to wash him. We going to wash Cuckoo.
We going to wash Cuckoo.
It's not going to...
I think that nigga passed.
Then we going to make him walk back to Milwaukee.
He might be holding service.
Duh, that's funny. All right, y'all.
What Mace doing right now?
What Mace doing?
Mace try to hold
virtually
service too,
holding service online, bro.
I don't think he breaks no more.
We need to put that in our dormtime stories. The times we went to his church.
Yeah,
this nigga told me to sit down because I'm gonna go pee.
You know what? Got me thinking. What do you think? What do you think that girl doing? Remember that fine chocolate girl from the R. Kelly Usher same girl photo shoot that we met?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what she doing with her life right now. I randomly thought about her like 2 days ago.
She on OnlyFans.
Nah, because she probably was look. Because
wait, which one you talking about? The one that looked like Nia Long?
No, not the one that looked like Nia Long.
Which
she,
one you talking about?
Remember when we found out how
the
young
one
she
I
was?
Got the number?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that. She. That's what I was
thinking. I'm thinking about Nia. Thinking about the Nia Long. You talking about the one I got.
Because she might have been maybe 2 years older. She a cool 34, 35 right
I'm
now.
I'm going to be honest with you. Her path seemed like going to become a stripper, man.
Damn.
I'll be honest with you.
She might strip for a little bit. I wish I'd seen
it. I would not be shocked if she... She stripped for a little bit.
I can see that.
But what's she doing now?
Yeah, I don't know. I think now.
OnlyFans.
Pregnant?
No, she had 2 kids already.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then OnlyFans? I don't know.
Oh, it's.
A lot of moms on OnlyFans?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of moms on OnlyFans.
They have a whole MILF category on porn. So. Yeah.
Well, not even being a mom. A lot of these girls got kids.
Yeah. That's very true.
Shit, some of the ones I retweeted for my friends got kids. If I know you personally, I support your venture, man.
That's how I support your venture.
I support my friends.
There you go.
All right, y'all.
I fuck my friends.
Hey.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. Remember, watch the new skit. It's up on the channel. Remember, we got a story coming to you this week. We got fan questions coming to you this week.
Follow
and
Room Noise Instagram too.
Room Noise Show.
Check it out.
That new episode is coming out Sunday, so y'all get ready for that. This week, hey man, what y'all can do for us this week is just keep sharing, keep putting out positive things about us, and we'll keep giving you this heat, this content.
And we see all the love and support, man. Yeah. Really appreciate it. We just trying to make y'all laugh. Enjoy yourselves during these times. This is all we can do. This is our way of fighting, of what we can to be warriors and at least positivity. Make people laugh a little bit. Enjoy themselves.
Drink
while
your water. Wash your hands.
Yep.
And stay safe, y'all. And we'll see you next week.
God bless.
Peace.